Chair, may I be recognized?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. When I was that, it was me that referred to that, and I was referring to conversations I had myself with Berthold and with Alex Steinberg, the chair of the PNB, and the purpose of that was in when the motion was being crafted, I wanted to just do some preliminary figuring as to whether or not that was something we could conceivably do, and, you know, if so, you know, how we could conceivably do it. And, in fact, that was when we still thought that the motion was going to read, if you're over your budget by 10%, then you have to reduce by 10%, which would have meant we would only have to reduce 10%, not 20%. And then the wording was changed. And so that's what the we was. And it was just by way of crafting the motion that I wanted to try and get some idea of what it would mean for WBAI.
Okay, Berthold, I wonder if, you know, stripping out the email addresses and whatever, if you could just send the motion, which is a public motion, except the public didn't get a chance to hear it. If you could send it to the Finance Committee listserv, I think it would be good. That's one.
I will point out, I have just sent what the NFC passed. The NFC did pass a motion regarding this.
Okay.
I
have the floor. And I'm asking the general manager to send what the PNB passed, since that is the motion that is actually in effect, not what the NFC passed. But thank you so much. I have a question, Berthold, about the whole contractor piece. And I've never listened to an entire Christine pitch, nothing personal, but I've listened to parts of it. And I hear, you know, where the break is put in, it's very skillfully done, but where the break is put in for the WBAI number. So I'm thinking that these are not entirely new pitches that she's creating for WBAI, but these are pitches that she's probably using at KPFK, where I believe she's paid staff. I may be wrong on that. Maybe she's a contractor there too. But I would question why we are paying hundreds of dollars for someone to slip in a phone number into something that they're already being paid to do at another Pacifica station. So can you explain that part for me, please?
Well, this is a complicated part. I've asked the national office to manage this because, you know, like, these are things that are done throughout the network. You know, it is what it is. The reason why we're doing this is because our producers are not producing anything that raises money. So
Let me finish. I want you to answer
point of order, Mr. Chair. Point of order.
Can we hold on. Let's let the general manager answer what he's going to answer now. You know, we can't force him to say something.
This is not about the WBAI staff.
Okay. Will everybody please come to order? Everybody please come to order. Okay. The general manager is saying something. Let him go. Let him say about it. And if you have a problem with what he said or feel he's left something out, you can bring that up after he's done saying whatever he's saying. Okay? So, Berthold, you have the floor for now. Go ahead.
Okay. So, the reason why we... You know, I mean, I would love to be able to use everything else but these things that we're paying for. But, you know, they're not going to be given to us, and we're not really in a negotiating position here. So once we can generate our own locally, then, you know, we can even get away from these things. That's what I would like, you know. So, however, I understand what you're saying, and I think that I believe that this is something that should be taken on by the national office, not just the national office, but the five stations. You know, how we're going to handle those things. so that we can negotiate. Just like we have a call center, we should have one call center and the five station have more negotiating power over them and things like that. So because I would love that, you know, and I feel exactly what you're saying. So it's frustrating. Yes, it's frustrating that we have to do this kind of stuff. Yeah, you know, that's what we have. That's what we have.
So I'm not sure
if that person is. I'm not sure about the status of that person nowadays.
The status of that person's what?
Their status, their employee status. I'm not certain about it right now.
Okay. My question was, I appreciate that, you know, you have to find something that, quote, sells because money has to be generated. And, you know, I'm not going to pass any judgment on at this point. I'm not going to voice an opinion on what is offered. But I will say that if, in effect, someone is changing a phone number in a pitch that is being offered to various people, it should not be sold as a pitch that I'm creating for you. The person should be compensated for the extra time they'd have to go in and edit in our local number. But I don't know if that's, you know, $500 per product or whatever the case is. And I would ask that we put that on the agenda for the next finance committee, local finance committee meeting, and perhaps we'll come up with a motion since, you know, this.
Well, I appreciate your however, you cannot litigate or tell me how to negotiate a product. You know, it all has to do with, I've hard negotiated before with other people, you know, and then sometimes we don't get to pitch their premium, and then we go back and pitch it afterwards. You know, it's a dance. It's a dance with, you know, I guess it's a dance with the whatever. And so I would be against that. All I can tell you is management will do all it can to reduce costs by all means necessary, and we do, you know, and it is frustrating that, you know, we have to rely on a lot of these things. I try to reduce them to two or three and then to one and then have to go back to getting more because, you know, we are in a situation in a bank. And with that said, we have 30 seconds left. I'm talking with some people to get free training on motivation and pitching and maybe managing the BI body, sustain thing. I'll just leave that at that. I think that's something that's going to be rolled out soon in the next 2 months. So we'll see if that can work. You know, maybe an outside vendor, maybe the NFCB people that we're going to have to contract with because we have no choice but to contract with them to protect ourselves. So they have certain things that they offer, like training and pitching and stuff like that, that I'm going to try to see if we can take full advantage of. We have to because we have to invigorate our staff, get them motivated and excited, and then also give them the tools to figure out how to generate their premium for their specific show and how the pitch works. So that's in the play, and I guess I'm off a little bit on my answer, but I think that has to be a comprehensive answer to your frustration and your issue, which is the same thing that I have.
Okay.
Okay, I think we're about at the end of this, right, Bertold?
Yeah, 14 seconds.
All right, in 14 seconds, I'll say that under new business, I'm going to have something to say about some of this. All right. Okay.
Paul?
Yeah?
I didn't get notice of this meeting. And thank goodness for James Salkers and Dave Colby. But as I say, and I was upstate, and I was probably getting the code in. So I heard some of it, okay?
Okay, Jeffrey Stern is here. So, okay, the entire committee is here. I did send out notices and reminders from the local finance committee stuff. I do note that that you're not listed on the KPFTX.org thing. Do you want me to give them your email address?
Yes, do that, please. I'm sorry. I've got a rather complicated life, so therefore, I mean, today I was up in the Catskills with my stepdaughter, and thank goodness that James called me. All right, so that's why I just wanted to wear that. All right.
Yes. Okay, I have marked you here, and I will tell KPFTX to put you on there. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. And I hate to be a pain, but as I say, if you don't know, it's sort of hard, you know. If you don't get the notice, it's hard to do anything.
Okay.
I mean, I will also check that site to see when a meeting is coming. So this in future, I won't have a problem.
Well, that's always a good idea.
Okay, but I've been really busy, and I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
So the next item is set next meeting date. All right. I'm always tangled with stuff over here, so let me look at the next meeting date, and that's there. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the 17th. Well, since people are liking Wednesdays, we could choose from, like, say, July 15th, July 22nd. Do those sound like good times for people?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll make a motion.
Hey.
I move that we meet on July 22nd. Okay, so that's what's on the floor now, that we meet next on July 22nd, which is a Wednesday. Any debate on that?
Robert, with a point of information, can anyone hear me?
Yeah, we
can.
I was asking before the motion was made. What is the status of the budgetary planning for fiscal year 21?
The status of that. Well, the status of that is we got to deal with that. Basically, it's something we have to really start getting into. And on the NFC, we have not adopted a timeline, which is usually the first thing that you do. The timeline will have to be different from last year's, because last year's was set like 3 months off. And probably we're going to have to give it its own unique look at it because stations just haven't been able to do it. One of the issues around this is that for the for accounting, as I've reported a number of times, NETA finds getting information, financial information, out of some of the stations to be like pulling teeth. And in fact, the audit committee chair talked about having to get the IED to go with her to actually bother some management at some stations to finally cough up information for the auditors. So this is a difficulty. And, my thought is that the NFC needs to start coming up with its timeline and then start going into the general stuff, because we have on the timeline a way of doing these things. We know how long it generally takes. We just have to start all of this, but we haven't started it yet. We haven't done the budgets for FY20. We haven't done budgets for years and years and years in Pacifica. So that's sort of the status of it right now. It looks like we're going to start doing it in the next meeting or two at the NFC. We were going to be doing it at a previous meeting, but then the bomb got dropped on us that the CPB has thrown us out, and that ate the rest of that. So that's the status.
So up our part of personal privilege, I'm not sure that's personal privilege, but WBI and the WBI local finance committee did put together a 2020 budget a long time ago, right?
Well, okay, I'm talking about a budget that gets passed by that formally goes through the NFC, which, you know, takes a little while, and then is passed on by the NFC to the PNB, and then gets approved by the PNB. That hasn't happened in a long time.
Okay,
We made a draft. BAI had a draft. Some other stations had drafts. That's as far as it ever got for FY20. Okay, right now the motion on the floor is to meet on July 22nd.
I have a substitute.
Go ahead.
I'd like us to meet on the 15th. The NFC meets next week, and Sagatan is the chair, and you are the secretary. So I think if you got it together, you might be able to actually start a discussion of at least the timeline. But we know that whatever else it is, it's late because it should have started in March. So I'd like to see BAI at least start discussing a budget by the 15th, and I think the GM might be able to have enough numbers together to offer something by then.
Did you say 15 or 16th?
1-5, whatever that Wednesday is, the third Wednesday. What is that?
That's the 15th.
How's the 15th?
That's what.
All right. So the substitute is to meet on July 15th. Okay. Is there anybody here who has anything going on then and can't make July 15th? Please speak up now instead of costing us a quorum in a month.
Mr. Chairman, may I be recognized? This is James.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Actually, on the 22nd, there is a scheduled Pacifica National Board Governance Committee meeting, and I'm on that committee. And in fact, they're going to be meeting right now, so I may have to leave this call. I'm going to give it a few minutes while they get it together, but I would prefer the 15th for that reason. But others should know that Pacifica National Board Development Task Force is meeting on the 15th. I don't know if that affects anyone else on this call.
Okay. All right. Is there any other debate or comment on the amendment to make it July 15th? Okay, is there any objection to going to a vote on this? Okay, is there any objection to meeting on Wednesday, July 15th? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. And it becomes the main motion. Is there any objection to, again, same thing, is there any objection to the main motion, which is now to meet on the 15th? Hearing none, it is passed without objection. So that's when we're meeting. The next agenda item is new business. Okay, as I said, I want to say a thing or two. 1 second.
So.
Hold on. All right, Bertold.
So should I start preparing a budget?
No, you're not. I have a question for you, Bertold. Or something to say about something you said. You're pushing a lot the idea that producers aren't coming up with their premiums and all of this, and that there's going to be some training. Well, if the training is, you know, how to pitch or something like that, well, that might be okay, although a totally uniform pitch, that of BAI, might not be the best way to go, because if it turns off people at some point, it's going to turn everybody off forever. So, you know, if one program is doing it and the next program does the exact same thing, you're not going to get a whole lot of new folks in there. So I don't know how that will go. But the idea that the producers are there to come up with premiums isn't how, in my opinion, certainly it is not how radio works. As I've said before, I didn't come to BAI to become a huckster for some product. I came to do radio of various sorts for various reasons. And I think that's what we have to keep focused on, is that producers have to be able to do radio. Now, some people do show up with products, And, you know, you also get into some issues with that, because if Joe Blow shows up with his product, you know, he's going to pitch that all right. And, you know, that's what he's caring about. He's probably caring about his product a whole lot more than he's caring about the air or anything else. And really, the idea that producers have to come up with some kind of premium, if some can, that's fine. Some people can afford to buy stuff and say, here's some stuff you can, you know, here's my premium. It's stuff I bought. So that's good for them. But for most people, you need to look at people being able to do radio and get people to subscribe on the basis of, hey, we like the program and we want to keep it on there. You know, I don't think it's a good idea to really try to bank, as you seem to be doing, on the producers more and more producing premiums. I don't think that's the alley to go down, Bertolt. I think you need to look elsewhere in terms of how to generate more money in the on-air fundraisers. All right, that's what I want to say.
I have a comment. This is Matt. Comment.
Matt, go ahead.
I'm saying, take for example on Mimi Rosenberg's premiums. Now, she does a show on social justice issues, and her premiums align with that. And this is literally something that's under my control. So this is thousands of dollars, literally, in some of these packages that she makes. So the health premium, for example, Natural Medicine, a survivor's guide, Gwen Scott, it's a health premium. It's not a product. It's an educational thing of three DVDs, and it's in line with our health programming. Mm-hmm. And I've had over 100 of them, and Berthold tells me we need 40 more of them. This is $150 a pop. So this is, and I'm pushing these out, and we're mailing them. I think this is kind of, you know, I see what you're saying. But relevant premiums, and Mimi is not making money on this. She's not selling the product, per se. It's education. Gary Noel, for instance, is a different story. But even that, they're sending it out.
Yeah, well, I'd like to address that very quickly. Our part, I mean, obviously, you know, maybe I shouldn't say that, but that is obviously common sense. That not everybody is going to, you know, come up with the same thing. You know, I mean, I came up with the idea of having Consabo Latino doing event at SOBs because, you know, no matter how good they are, how many people are listening to them, they were not generating money on the 3 hours of fund drive. So I told them to not pitch, just do buddies and then and the event. So everybody has different strengths. And so that's the training of the pitching has to be also that you cannot be afraid or embarrassed to pitch on the air. You know, if you have something about what it is that you love, you know, like you are bored, you pitch just supporting your show. You know, but you pitch it very hard. You pitch like for five, 7 minutes at a time nonstop. And somebody's just going to say, well, you know, call 516, and then they move on. They're not going to generate any money. So there's an art of pitching where you have to sustain things and support the station. You know, I want five buddies. You know, I want two buddies. Buddies
of
the
show.
What's this point of order?
The agenda item is new business, where I had previously indicated I have three motions, but you jumped ahead and you brought up this thing that really has nothing really to do with finance. It's a development and staff training issue, and I'd like us to get to my three motions so I can go listen to the governance committee.
All right. Well, all right. If you're saying that we can't do this, well, I'm ruling that out of order. Yeah, it's new business. It's open. We're discussing stuff that came up under the general manager's report.
You jumped
and
the staff.
Yeah, I think this is very relevant to all of it. So
okay.
Why not just let people do this? It's new business.
Okay, I'm done. I am done.
And said they would go under new business, and then you announced new business and immediately launched into something completely separate, which you're free to take up after I'm done with my motion. I was
well, you know, it's not
That's
like we all have to wait for you, so come on.
Well, we, some of us have to
I said ahead of time I was gonna do that. So anyway, if you'd like to bring up a motion now, I think Berthold is done.
Okay, we will pretend that you did not drop your item in before the item I had mentioned, which was earlier in
no,
the
No, we're
meeting,
not pretending anything.
Berthold,
if you have a motion, why don't you just bring it up instead
motions,
of doing this kind of stuff,
stop,
okay?
Stop talking over me. The three motions have been sent to the Finance Committee, and I will read the first of them. It should be in your emails at 8, anybody who's on the list, at 8:34 p.m. The first is, whereas during the month of October 2019, early in the fund drive, in an out-of-process seizure that included dismantling the main studio, mass dismissal of staff, and forced remote programming, the station was not under the control of local management and was being programmed by and from Berkeley and Washington, D.C. Be it hereby resolved that the WBI-LSB Finance Committee recommends to the WBI-LSB that it request of the PNB that WBAI central service payment for that month be waived.
Okay, let me put that in over here. And okay, so you sent three of them. So this one is the first, whereas that it ends, the end of this motion is, that the WBAI-LSB Finance Committee recommends to the WBAI-LSB that at request of the PNB that WBAI's central service payment for that month be waived. For how about for the month of October 2019? Because it's far away. I mean, you mentioned 2019.
Okay, go for it. Let's
get
for done.
That month, put in for October 2019, be waived. Mm-hmm. All right, so that motion is on the floor. Is there any debate on the motion?
This is James for the stack.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just like to say I support that motion. I want everyone to know that we have been working on that, but there is no problem, and I would support having a motion to back us up on that.
Okay, I made a small thing. You have by slash from. I'm going to put those together there because that looks better. All right. This has been brought up at the NFC a number of times. So, yeah, we're Washington, D.C. periods. I'm adding some punctuation here. It would be Washington, comma, D, period, C, period. So I put that in because people may object if we don't have the punctuation right. All right, is there any other debate on this motion? All right, let me read it. The motion is, whereas during the month of October 2019, early in a fund drive, in an out-of-process seizure that included dismantling the main studio, mass dismissal of staff, and forced remote programming, the station. Why don't we put in WBAI there instead of the station? Is there any objection to that?
Nope.
Okay, I don't hear any. Dismissal of staff and forced remote programming. WBAI was not under the control of local management and was being programmed by slash from Berkeley and Washington, D.C. Be it hereby resolved that the WBAI Local Finance Committee recommends to the WBAI-LSB that at request of the PNB that WBAI's central service payment for October 2019 be waived, that central services... plural. Okay, so making a central services payment for October 2019 be waived. All right. Any further debate? Is there any objection to that motion?
No.
I hear silence, I notice that. So hearing none, it's passed without objection. What's the next one?
Lorraine?
Whereas the WBAI bequest of approximately $85,000 was used in 2017 as a matching fund in a national fundraiser, the WBAI LSB Finance Committee recommends to the WBAI LSB that it request of the PNB that WBAI Central Services be credited for that amount.
Okay. Actually, this is something we've been... Do you want to motivate it or something?
I think we all know that Jim Crivo, who very much loved the station, was generous in his will and in other financial arrangements that he had made to share with causes he support, and that one of those causes was WBAI, and that Larry Romsdad, who is the administrator of the estate, actually came to a meeting of the WBAI LSB in 2016 and begged that the board, you know, which at that point was not meeting with quorum, it was half a quorum for most of that year, asked that we find a way to work together for the station's best interest. And that did not happen in 2017, and those funds were then used in 2017 as a matching fund to support a national fundraiser. I don't know if it was one day or 2 days or whatever. And there, you know, there are many stories about that whole thing, and we don't need to get into all of that. We certainly don't need it in the motion. But that $85,000 was money that was left for WBAI. And we're happy that it was used in a way that benefited, you know, everyone. Certainly matching funds are very attractive things to donors. Small donors, big donors, whatever. It doubles the size of your donation or the effect of your donation, if you will. But WBI should be credited for that amount. We're not asking for cash. Obviously, we owe money, but this should go towards reducing the amount that we owe.
Okay. I'll point out, we those of us on the NFC have been pushing this for, what is it, more than 2 years at this point. And so, yeah, there is resistance to this, and some of the argument will be that this is on the books in the past, and they're not going to be able to. But yeah, I'm all for the motion. I'll just point out we're sort of already doing it. But okay.
May I be heard, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead,
James. Yeah, I want to agree that even though we're working on it, I want to just add that it can't hurt. This will be helpful. You know, we have been talking about it and not really getting very far, and so I think a formal motion is in order, and it would be helpful.
Yeah.
Okay, any other debate or comment on the motion? Hearing none, I'll read it again, and we'll see if we have an objection. The motion is, whereas a WBAI bequest of approximately $85,000 was used in 2017 as a matching fund and a national fundraiser, the WBAI... okay. Here's something. I want to make a semicolon instead of a comma after fundraiser. So it would be, whereas a WBAI bequest of approximately $85,000 was used in 2017 as a matching fund and a national fundraiser, semicolon, the WBAI LSB Finance Committee recommends to the WBAI LSB that it request of the PNB that WBAI's, yes, that Central Services be credited for that amount. Is there any objection to the little change I made there? A semicolon and central and WBAI apostrophe S. Okay. Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, motion is passed without objection. Okay. I believe, is the third one.
Whereas in 2018, the remains of a New Jersey estate left to WBAI, Pacifica Foundation, New York, totaled approximately $60,000, but was received and retained at the national office. The WBAI LSB Finance Committee recommends to the WBAI LSB that it request of the PNB that WBAI's, you'll have to do the apostrophe S thing there, apostrophe S, WBAI Central Services be credited for that amount.
Yeah.
Okay. You're more specific.
Was it? I thought it was more than 60,000, wasn't it? That was more than 60,000.
The final number that I heard was 60,000. But certainly, I think it's clear what estate we're talking about. So when they go back through the national office records, and we'll see how that estate was handled. If the accounting comes to more, then great. It'll be that much more going towards our account. We're not bound with that account. I think we're bound by being clear about what estate we're talking about. I think there's only one estate that meets the conditions described here.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And I never saw an accounting. I never saw an accounting of all the expenses that would have come out, because the entire estate, as I recall, was left to WBAI, and that did include a piece of property, and it may have included other accounts if such accounts were located. I think there's some accounting that has to be done. But I know that I was specifically told $60,000 at one point, and that's why I'm using that amount. If it's more, great.
Okay. Is there any debate on this?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I will point out that, yes, we have, again, on the NFC, we've been arguing this for a while. This one we've gotten some pushback on quite a bit. I'm in favor of the motion, but I'll note that we have been doing this, and this one probably gets more pushback than the others. Anyway, is there any further debate on this motion? Hearing none, is there any objection to passing this motion? Hearing none, this motion is passed without objection. Is there any other new business?
Mr. Chairman, may I be recognized?
Exactly, yes. James Sackler, go ahead.
Yeah, I am not in a position right now where I can put together a motion and send it to the body, but I'm wondering if the member who was just crafting these very helpful motions and was sending them in could possibly craft a similar motion that would address the payroll that is on WBAI's books for September and October that we were unable to pay because we were off the air during the invasion and we were unable to raise the funds that would normally have been raised to make that payroll. And I believe that payroll was made partly using WBAI's money that was in our account, but also may have been made in some other manner, and I would just like to have us recover that as well, or at least get it removed from our books. I don't know if she would have enough information to craft a motion to that effect, based on what I've just said. But if she could, that would be very helpful as well. I guess I'm addressing that question to Ms. Roberts.
I'm unable to help at this point. I don't have all the details that you seem to. Thanks.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I understand.
We can certainly bring that up at the next meeting. So, yeah.
I did send documentation to the LSB Finance Committee about the payroll and the health benefits that were not paid in September and October of 2019. Because I was asked that question. So I broke it down PDF files that were in there, and so you can look at it and like, and then, you know, basically I explain what we paid and what we did not pay.
He's been known to do some things I don't appreciate.
Okay.
Money.
All right.
Yeah.
So we don't have
William,
a
point right of personal privilege.
My email at 2:24 p.m.
Who has the personal privilege?
William.
Okay. Yes. What is it?
I'd like to tell you that I have to leave to go to participate in the PNB Governance Committee.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Leave.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody have any more? Anybody have any more new business? I can hardly hear because the nightly fireworks are going off now. Oh man! Anybody have any more new business?
None
right.
here.
Who's here?
I said none here.
None here. All right. I move to adjourn. Is there any objection to adjourning? Hearing none, the motion to adjourn passes without objection. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.